Reach out.
Reach out, and people will find a way. Reach out, and people will find a way. Reach out, and people will find a way. People will find a way, I do believe.
Give love. Sing out.
Sing out, and people will find a way. Sing out, and people will find a way. Sing out, and people will find a way. People will find a way, I do believe.
And give light.
People will find a way. Thank you, Ella Baker, freedom fighter in the U.S. in what we call the civil rights struggle. Give light, and people will find the way. You don't need to beat them over the head. You don't even need to take them by the arm. Give light. Give light. Give light on Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, are you serious? Wow. Right? I mean, it's like, wow. It's like, okay, the lack of sleep is catching up with us. Wow. And then like tomorrow or tomorrow afternoon, it's gonna be, and it's almost over, and it's almost over, and I gotta do more and more and more, and I'm just gonna stay up until it's Sunday. Well, I guess I should drive at some point and get some sleep. But today is Wednesday. So let's be here now. We heard from Lynn yesterday. We're going to about relational changes. We hear from George today about those special relationships called congregations. Tomorrow we're going to hear from Hal Walker about personal changes. So thank you for being here and being present to the change. Oh yeah, we didn't tell you that, Hal? So thank you for being here and present to your changes and to all of the changes of all of our lives. Some things do try to remain the same, and so Lynn will share our chalice lighting words.
As we light our chalice this morning, words from Mary Oliver. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes, to let it go, to let it go.
Our opening hymn this morning is one of my favorites out of the Teal Hymnal. It's called Building Bridges Between Our Divisions. And as you're willing and able, I invite you to rise in body or spirit. Now, I'd like to sing it one time through for you, and then I'll ask the, I'll ask you to join me.
Building bridges between our divisions. I reach out to you, will you reach out to me? With all of our voices and all of our vision, friends, we could make such sweet harmony.
So first I'd like to ask all the low voices or the bass clef voices to sing.
One, two, ready, go.
Let's hear all the treble voices too.
Ready, and go.
Now, those of you that are choreographers in spirit, feel free to make up motions as we sing this in a round. You can make up your own motions. Everyone might have their own interpretation of the words. So we're going to start with the low voices and then add the treble voices.
One, two, ready.
Time.
Building bridges between our divisions. I reach out to you, will you reach out to me? With all of our voices and all of our visions, friends, we could make.
Let's go do it again. We're just getting warmed up. Go.
Building bridges between our divisions. I reach out to you, will you reach out to me? With all of our voices and all of our visions,
with friends, we could make such sweet harmonies. Friends, we could make such sweet harmony.
Friends, we could make such sweet harmony.
I want to start with a story. And this is a story from 10 years ago. Before I was ordained, I was doing my internship in a congregation in Western Canada in a place called Edmonton in Alberta. And the congregation was called Westwood. And they were small and feisty. They were under 100 members and sassy. They were mostly humanists, and they had a great big streak of pagan and earth-centered worship. And that was pretty much where I was and am in my beliefs, so I fit in just fine. And they had wonderful hearts, and they reached out their hearts to me. I had a great time. They were so pagan, actually, that they did, instead of having Christmas services, they had three pagan worships for the winter solstice. So you had a 5 o'clock kid service, and then just, it was wonderful. And then the bigger UU, the older UU church across town, they had all the Christmas services, and some people went to one, and some people, anyway, they all had it covered. It was great. But that's not the story I want to tell. In the fall, one of the young women in the congregation started dating a guy who was a conservative Christian. And this young gentleman came to two or three of our services, and sat through them, and then he went to two of the board members and he said, listen, I don't think you folks are being as respectful of my beliefs and the beliefs of other Christians as maybe you think you are. And the board members listened somewhat reluctantly, but they listened. And they talked to the rest of the board, and they went around and talked to members and other friends and regular visitors. And they decided that, yeah, maybe they did have a problem reaching those high ideals that they had for their own openness and tolerance. And so they did some work to change the way they set up their order of service. And most important, they had a congregational meeting, and one part of it was getting people to think about this and work on being a little bit less sassy and feisty in their coffee hour conversations with newcomers and being maybe a little bit more civil and respectful. And they didn't have to change their own beliefs one tiny bit, and they weren't going to anyway, but they didn't have to. It was just a matter of being reflective, reflecting carefully on what they were hearing from people from the outside and doing what they could to make things better. And so that's a good example of a congregation that saw a change that it could make and went ahead and made it.
I'll introduce this song by saying we had a service at the Kent UU Church last fall that was entitled Strong is What We Make Each Other, which was entitled after Mary Gregolia's song, Strong is What We Make Each Other. And as I was learning Mary's song, I was so inspired by the song that I went off with a friend and we remixed it a little bit. And we wrote this song called Light at the Top of the Hill. Searching for the light at the top of the hill.
Thank you.
friends and neighbors, I have a bone to pick with Reverend Dave McFarland. I am so grateful that he's given me a chance to speak here. But I heard Reverend Dave suggesting, and maybe I got it wrong, that we need to say, wow, to every change that comes along. Absolutely everyone. And I'll tell you, I can't do that. If Dave is Reverend Cheerful, you can call me Reverend Grumpy, at least for the next couple of minutes, okay? All right. I mean, some changes are good, but some are not, like getting old, for instance, which is happening. I like to think of myself as a MAWG, M-A-W-G, which stands for middle-aged white guy. But as every year that goes by, I'm more and more a ROG, which is an R-O-W-G, a really old white guy. My father-in-law used to say that he didn't feel like an old guy, he felt like a young guy with problems. So whenever one of those cheerful Charlies or cheerful Charlottes comes along and says we should be happy about everything that's happening and, you know, everything's great, after a little while I start feeling like maybe I want to tell them to go and take a really long walk off a short pier and dunk into the ocean. Not Reverend Dave, of course, he's okay, but those other cheerleaders. And for you folks in the choir, there's times I saw a friend posted on Facebook a page from a musical score that said, key change here, no whining. So there's lots of changes and not all of them are happening. So we're living in this swirl of change and some of them are positive, some of them are negative. And everything is rolling and tumbling along. So we come to SI, because that's going to be an island of permanence and happiness, right? And then we get here, and of course, what happens? It's in a new place on the other side of the state of Ohio. They changed the name of the newsletter. You can't find a place to park that Al isn't going to tell you to move your car from. And you have to go to a training course and read a manual before you can even hug your friend. I mean, you know, it's just, it's scary. So, if SI is rolling and tumbling and changing like everything else, maybe we can find that stability and permanence if we go back to our home congregation, where nothing ever changes, right? You can tell where I'm going. You can tell where I'm going with this. You get back home and that young whippersnapper of a minister that you called last year, she's gone and she's put the announcements at the end of the service instead of at the beginning. Who does that? I mean, who does that? By the way, all you folks who tried to leave before the announcements today, we're inviting you to stay for the announcements today, but at the end of the service. And of course, there's lots of other things that can happen too. You have, you have to fill a hole in the parking lot. It's time for a new congregational building. Somebody wants to do a new social justice project. The number of changes that can seem difficult, you could go on and on. So, but of course, we all agree on all the changes that are necessary. Or maybe not. And Reverend Lynn very kindly gave us some information and some stories about some of the people that might be in our congregation that we might have to deal with as well. I'm reminded of a time when I was at General Assembly, and it was in one of those sessions that was about reconciliation, how you can be reconciled with people you disagree with in your congregation. And there was someone in the very back of the hall, and I was looking forward, so I didn't see them, but I knew who they were because every UU group has them. It's the woman in the back with a cane, and her knees are weaker than they used to be, but her voice is just as clear and strong as it ever was. And sometimes it's a man too, Anyway, this woman said, "What happens if he's completely wrong?" So we've got that to work with. So that's Reverend Grumpy. That's the problems. There's no solutions in there. For solutions, and those of you who know me know where I'm turning, but this, bear with me. Another thing about being old here. This is from Jose Abalu, one of the founders of our, the Universalist thread of our denomination. And he says, "If we agree in love, there is no disagreement that can do us any injury. But if we do not, no other agreement can do us any good. So let us endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace." And I think Jose had it right. So much of my ministry has been about how we bring that love forward and apply it and make it real in our own lives, in our congregations, in our communities, and in the world. Now, the love I'm talking about here is not the, you know, the kissy romantic love between two consenting adults. And certainly it's, by the way, you guys, there's none of that allowed in the youth dorms, at least until Saturday at noontime, okay? Anyway, but I'm talking about the kind of love that Dr. King talked about, and Mahatma Gandhi, and Jesus, the love that says, "I care about you, your long-term health and well-being," if it's an individual, the love that says, "I care about the long-term well-being of an institution like a congregation." That's the love that I'm talking about. And it's very easy to describe, but it's incredibly hard to practice. And I'm not gonna try and tell you folks how to practice it. You're all smart and you can figure that out. What I am offering is the idea that we are called to seek out that love. Seek love. And as Mary Oliver told us, you've gotta hang on to the bones of it, and sometimes you have to let things go. It's not easy. That said, for me, my prayer question, and yes, humanists like me do pray, my prayer question is, what does love do now? What does love do now? I think I find that, and you'll have your own prayer questions, but that's one that really works for me. To do a mashup of a couple of the pieces of music we've heard, I am willing to seek out love. And I'm not commanding you to do that. I'm reminding us of that possibility. We all know in our hearts that as difficult as seeking out love is, that the alternative is in the long run much more difficult. So I'm gonna close by asking us to do three wows, and I ask Reverend Dave and Reverend Lynn to join me in these. And I took Reverend Dave's name in vain. I think he's absolutely wonderful. And I thank him for bringing the wow idea to us. So let's have three big wows here. First is a wow. I can ask you all to stand as you're willing and able, in body or in spirit. The number one wow is for just the gratitude of being here together on this beautiful sunny day. Can we give that one a wow? Wow! All right.
Yes.
Number two wow, for the love that's already in our hearts and manifest in this community. And I know manifest in your home congregations as well, because I've had a chance to visit a lot of them. Wow! Last wow, biggest wow, for the possibilities of positive change that love and more love brings in your congregation and in your lives. and in our long-suffering world. Wow! May it ever be so. Please be seated.
Because we're all gonna sing Siya Hamba too, as you are willing and able with the Zulu, just roll with it, you know? And if you know it, great, shout it out, because not your neighbor may not know it, but then we'll get to some English and we'll just sing our hearts out. And since you don't have books with you, you can use your hands in other ways. And you can snap, and you can clap, and you can dance, and you can move. So, Siya Hamba.
Siya Hamba.
Dancing.
Dancing in the light of God. We are 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 dancing, dancing, we are dancing. We are dancing in the light of God. We are dancing, dancing.
Floating on the light of change.
We are floating in the light of change. We are floating in the light of change. We are floating in the light of change. We are floating, floating, we are floating.
And singing and dancing and marching in the light of God, if we agree in love, then no disagreement can do us any injury. And if we do not agree in love, no other agreement can do us any good. So let us endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace, and maybe then we can be at peace, free, and finally, finally happy.
Happy. I was watching everybody dance and thinking, this has put everyone in the exact right frame of mind to listen to announcements. This is just, like if I didn't know what was coming next, I would think, what needs to happen next is a bunch of announcements. So.
Found it in the parking lot.
Thank you. I'm Scott Pifo. I am the current assistant chair of SIPC and the chair designate for 2015. So. I am currently the person that you call to complain about your room, and I am also the person that you give your suggestions to about the next year. So feel free to track me down as if you need that encouragement. Okay, announcements. The children's talent show auditions will be Thursday in the late afternoon time slot. That's 3:15 to 4:45 in Wilder, Maine. If you haven't been out that way for a workshop or seminar, then ask. But it's basically science building across the street, bunch of buildings. Wilder's one of them. Sign up for an audition time at the information table bulletin board or see Nathan Staples. In my opinion, with everything wonderful that happens at SI, there is no greater hour of entertainment than watching Nathan run the auditions for the talent show. The talent show is great. Nathan doing the auditions is just stratospheric. It's just like, if you haven't done it, check it out. It's really, he's just wonderful with the kids. There will be a request, as requested, a graffiti wall o' change erected sometime early today, hopefully up by lunch, by the information station that we established yesterday, out in front of Stevenson. The Mahjong players have announced that they will be moving their game to the Science Center, to that atrium where we registered after lunch, about 12:30, until we are tired. Ready, Set, Go is changing time slots, and basically we're changing back to the old time slot, which is the late afternoon slot, 3:15 to 4:45, in the same place. We haven't talked about the bowl thing, I don't think, but if you remember at Kenyon, we had like quads that had six sides or five sides, but they were called quads. At Oberlin, they have these spaces that are perfectly quadrilateral, and they call them bowls. So we are all living on North Bowl. When you go to children's auditions, that's at Wilder, Maine. It is on Wilder Bowl. So if you look at a map, it's bowl, bowl, bowl. They're quads, but they're called bowls. So Ready, Set, Go, late time change, late time slot in North Bowl. For Pennsylvania people, UPLAN, which is the Pennsylvania Legislative Advocacy Network, is having a forum on Wednesday at 3:15 in Peters 1:30. Speak to, it will include Marilyn Devlin, Judy Graham, and Reverend Tom Bodie. This is kind of a new-ish thing where UUA is encouraging at the state level, creating advocacy groups to advocate for the state level. Because in case you haven't noticed, no one state is in like one district. So we're all split up. So we're kind of bringing that together. UJO, UUJO, UU Justice Ohio will be meeting later this week. So that covers half the states that we cover, but most of the people. Peak volunteers, please come to the cafeteria near the bookstore. Lunchtime on Thursday to pack peak bags. Peak prizes, please bring peak prizes to the room next to the bookstore on Thursday before lunch. Today's the last day to sign up for small ensembles. See Krista at lunch at the small ensemble table near the first aid station. A reminder that the bookstore is in the cafeteria this year. It's in the north part, so if you've always been going to the south part and wonder where the bookstore is, it's in the north part in one of those rooms. And it's by the soft serve. But it's not like if you just go to the soft serve, you can miss it because you then have to go back into the cafeteria from the soft serve. Hours are 12:30 to 1:30 and 5:30 to 6:30. And proceeds benefit the scholarship fund. And speaking of the scholarship fund, we have changed the structure of the scholarship fund and we have split the duties of the scholarship chair. So we have two people working scholarship fund now, and one of them is our new fundraising chair of the scholarship fund, Allison Reed.
Hi, everybody. How's your morning? I heard, wow. I heard a few requests for singing. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Allison Reed. I am a singer. I'm also a dork. And I'm known for singing announcements sometimes in past years. I will offer you a song, but I'm gonna talk first and then I'll give you a little song. So how many of you were acquainted with Melanie Peskin when she was with us? Thanks. So quite a few. That means a lot of you might not know who she is, and probably every single one of us already thinks in your mind that scholarships to SI are important. But if you were not acquainted with Melanie, or if you haven't yet paused to look at the poster, that there's an easel in the hall right in front of the room here, that is about Melanie Peskin and the scholarship fund. Melanie Peskin was the grandest champion of scholarships to SI that we have ever had. And she brought us to a point where we were able to focus on scholarships and raise an astonishing amount of money so that we could bring people here. One of the truths of SI is that it costs money. We can't create this community without beautiful places, places to stay, good food. We all have pretty high standards, and for a week that for many of us is a vacation, almost all of us, this is a vacation, no matter how hard we're working, we need all of those things, and they cost money. So it's critically important to us, I think, and I think many of you think, that we have funds to be able to offer help to support people who don't have the funds to get here necessarily. It changes over time. Some people have good years and some people have bad years. And some of you may have had scholarships at one time and don't now. Some of you probably have scholarships now. So I want to give you a few ideas about ways that you can support the scholarship fund. I will be back up to talk at least one more time this week. But things you can do now. Scott mentioned the bookstore. The other thing I'll tell you, in case you don't know where the soft serve is, because believe it or not, some of us don't eat soft serve at every meal. When you're in, when, when you are in the dining hall, when you're getting your food from the various food lines and you leave those rooms to go into the seating areas, there are three large seating areas, wherever you walk out, all the way to the right, in the far right corner, near the soft serve, but around the corner from there. That's where the bookstore is. And their traffic has been down a little bit, and they feel like maybe people haven't seen them yet. I went in there yesterday and went shopping, and it would be easy to spend a lot of money if you want to do that in there. And here's why you should spend a lot of money. There are three ways in the bookstore that you perusing things and buy in a little something, support our scholarship fund. There are raffles. There's a set of raffles that people have been buying tickets and putting their name in bags for those things, and those are gonna be drawn tonight. Those are gonna be drawn tonight. And then there are new raffle items that are coming out tonight, so there's a whole second set of raffle items. If you've already been in there, you'll wanna stop in and see the second set. 100% of the proceeds from the sale of those raffle tickets, those are all things that are donated from our artisans, 100% of the ticket that you buy goes directly into the scholarship fund. A percentage of all of the artisan pieces that are in the bookstore, all of the jewelry and the labyrinth pieces and the cards and drums and everything that you see in there, everything is going to offer 15% of the sales of what you buy goes into the scholarship fund. Additionally, the books that we sell in the bookstore, because it is a bookstore, the books that we sell, which we come to us from the UUA, there's a portion of the sale of all of those books that's going to go into our scholarship fund. So essentially, the proceeds from our bookstore go directly into the scholarship fund. So get acquainted with it. What can you do as an ongoing sustaining piece? A lot of us have spent quite a bit of money to be here, and a lot of us have spent quite a bit of money already in the bookstore, so we might not have a lot to give to the scholarship fund right now. What we're doing now, starting this week, is beginning to raise funds for the coming year, so that we head into next year's registration period with a healthy fund so that we can offer support to many people to bring them all into our community. So giving throughout the year, you'll be hearing from me during the year via email for the most part. You probably already have ideas about supporting the scholarship fund. You might not know that they're there yet, but you probably have your own ideas, things that you could do over the year that would sustain this fund. Think about what this week means to you. And is there a part of you that looks forward to SI all year? So maybe as you're looking forward to SI all year, there's a giving piece that you can offer. What would it mean to you if you couldn't be here? What would it mean to you if your best friend, who you wait all year to spend a week with your friend at SI, what would it mean if your friend couldn't be here? Perhaps that's someone who could be supported and have a little bit of help from us in order to get here. Supporting something you believe in with a passion doesn't have to mean that you give gigantic dollars. If you've ever done fundraising for anything, you know little dollars, lots of little dollars, adds up to a bigger total. We need big donations as well. But what you can offer is going to go into a fund, and it's going to be part of a bigger total that we can share with lots of people. Ultimately, significant donation totals contribute to this community, to the awesomeness of this community and bringing all of the people that are a part of this community here. We are not an awesome community because we're rich. Most of us are not rich. And being able to give a little bit is going to help to support that. In the farther future, you will hear more about this. There is a drum that you're going to have an opportunity to buy raffle tickets for. And this, I think everyone would agree that we are made up of lots and lots of circles. And this is a gigantic circle. Melanie Peskin, when she was with us, she spent quite a bit of time drumming with Rebecca. And Melanie had a drum. And I would like to share the entire story of this drum with you, and I'll see if we can get it into the newsletter or at least get it out to you some other way, because it's quite a story. But Melanie's drum, after she passed, made a circle through a few people and surprisingly ended up back with Rebecca. It traveled to Indiana to be rehabbed and to have a new head put on it. And it's coming back to us, and it's going to help the scholarship fund, which is what Melanie would have suggested ultimately we do with that. So you'll hear more about that from me. Last but not least, I will give you a song. This is a song that some of you may know. This is not a song that I wrote the words to. The dork part of me rewrites words and turns them into announcements that are really silly. This one's not quite so silly. This is a tune called Come to the Water. It's a choral tune that if you've ever sung with a choir, you may have sung. I'm going to offer you the last verse, but I'm going to read you some of the text from the first three verses. Oh, let all who thirst, let them come to the water. Without money, without price, all who have nothing. Let all who seek, let all who have nothing, without money, without strife. Let all who toil, let all who are weary, all who labor without rest. How can your soul find rest except for the Lord? And let all the poor, let them come to the water. Bring the ones who are laden, bring them all to SI. Bring the children without might, easy the load and light. Come to SI. Come to SI. Thank you.
That is it for announcements. Go forth and have fun.